Silver Penny Stories. This audio has been published, recorded, and copyrighted by Two Ponds. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be copied or re-recorded without prior permission from the publisher.
Sleeping Beauty by Deanna McFadden. Illustrated by Stephanie Gragan. When you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. Once upon a time, a king and queen gave birth to a baby girl. They named her Briar Rose. The king and queen ordered a great feast so the entire kingdom could celebrate. The king wanted to invite the 13 wise women of the kingdom, but he had only 12 golden plates. So the 13th wise woman was not invited. On the day of the feast, each wise woman stepped forward to give a wonderful gift to the princess. The first gave the princess goodness. The second gave beauty. The other wise women stepped forward to offer their gifts to the child. Suddenly, a cloud of smoke appeared. When it cleared, there stood the 13th wise woman. Furious that she wasn't invited to the feast, she cursed the princess.
When this child turns 15, she will prick her finger on a spindle and fall down dead.
The 13th wise woman shouted. Then she disappeared in a cloud of smoke. The 12th wise woman had not yet given her gift. Even though she could not undo the curse, she said, "The princess will not die, but will fall into a deep sleep that will last 100 years." The king and queen were heartbroken and wanted to prevent the disaster. The king ordered all the spindles in the kingdom to be destroyed, so nothing would happen to the princess. Princess Briar Rose grew into a beautiful young woman. On her 15th birthday, her parents were called away from the kingdom. The king and queen had not forgotten the 13th wise woman's curse, so they said to Briar Rose,
"Do not wander around the castle today without us."
But the princess had never been alone before. She decided to explore all the hidden corners of the castle, and she climbed to the top of one of its towers. There she found a heavy door with a rusty key in the lock. She turned the key and entered a tiny room where an old woman was sitting at a spinning wheel. The princess asked,
"What are you doing?"
The old woman replied,
I'm spinning wool, my dear.
Curious, the princess reached her hand forward and pricked her finger on the spindle. Immediately, the princess fell into a deep sleep. A cloud of smoke rose up, and the old woman turned back into the 13th wise woman. The evil woman saw that the princess was not dead, but just sleeping. Furious that her curse had been changed, the 13th wise woman raised her hands and spread the sleeping spell over the entire castle. Then she placed a thick hedge of thorns around the castle so no one could enter. The king and queen had just returned, and they fell asleep instantly. Their royal horse fell asleep in their stables. The dogs fell asleep in the courtyard. Even the wind stopped blowing. Stories spread about Sleeping Beauty. The beautiful princess cursed to sleep for 100 years. Every prince in the land wanted to save Sleeping Beauty. They came from far away to fight their way through the hedge around the castle. But none ever made it through. One day, a brave young prince was traveling through the kingdom. He met an old man who told him the story of Sleeping Beauty.
I'm going to find the castle and free the princess, he said.
When the prince arrived, he found beautiful flowers instead of the hedge of thorns. 100 years had passed, and the curse was fading. Inside the courtyard, the prince found some sleeping dogs and sleeping horses. He climbed the tower and found the little room where Sleeping Beauty lay. Sleeping Beauty was so beautiful, the prince couldn't take his eyes off her. He bent down to kiss her. At that moment, she woke up and smiled at him. The prince took her hand and led Sleeping Beauty out of the little room. The king and queen woke up. Their royal horses woke up in their stables. The animals in the courtyard woke up. The breeze began to blow again. The king and queen were overjoyed to see their daughter with the handsome young prince who had broken the spell. They declared a celebration throughout the land for the marriage of Sleeping Beauty and the prince. The evil 13th wise woman was never heard from again. And the prince and Sleeping Beauty lived happily ever after.